The Mishnah Brura in Siman Dalet addresses the question of a person who wakes up in the night and needs to go to the toilet. And after relieving themselves, do they need to say an Asher Yatzah when they're bleary-eyed and half asleep? Or can they wait till the morning and rely on the Asher Yatzah that they're going to say in the morning? So the Mishnah Brura says there is an opinion that says that one can wait till the morning, but a Yirei Shamayim should make sure that they are able to say the bracha at night, make sure they're properly covered, and in his day, make sure that they're away from the chamber pot, and they should say the bracha and not rely on the Asher Yatzah of the morning. The opinion that says that one can rely on the Asher Yatzah in the morning is none less than the Eliyahu Rabbah, and the quoting the Lavush. But that's not accepted by quite a number of poskim for various reasons. One bit reason being that they're concerned that there might be too much of a hefsek, and the other concern being that when a person wakes up in the morning, very often they need to go to the bathroom again, and then you've got the question as to whether or not you would say one Asher Yatzah on the two acts of relieving oneself, or two Asher Yatzahs. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that in actual fact you would say two Asher Yatzahs, but most of the Achronim say that one should say only one Asher Yatzah. So to get out of that problem, the poskim really reject the Lavush. However, it's worth noting that in the Sefer Halichot Shlomo, which is a record of Piskei Halacha of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it does bring down that he ruled that Be'et HaTzorech, in cases of need, a person can rely on the view of the Lavush and say Asher Yatzar only in the morning. This particularly, I think, would be relevant to a person who, you know, if they wake up too much in the night, so then they have trouble falling back to sleep. And if they can sort of stay three quarters of asleep before getting back into bed, then they're able to fall back to sleep. So in such case, I think it would be there'd be grounds to rely there on Rav Shlomo Zalman's Pesach Leit HaTzorech. But for a person who's not going to have too much difficulty falling back to sleep and is able to say Asher Yatzar bleary-eyed, then that would presumably be the best practice. It's notable that Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet actually gives an exposition of the meaning of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. We say many, many brachot and many, many tefillot, but they're not usually explained in the Shulchan Aruch, but the bracha of Asher Yatzar is. Possibly this reflects the importance of the bracha of Asher Yatzar, that for something which is merely a bodily function and would, of course, not be assigned much religious significance, nevertheless, there's a bracha to be said, and therefore we need to appreciate the meaning and the importance of this bracha for the wonderful gift that we have, that our bodies work in the way that they do. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it starts off Hashem Yatzar Adam b'chokhma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humans with wisdom. What does it mean that he created them with wisdom? I mean, obviously referring to the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch gives three possibilities. Either that just the whole act of creation of humanity and the complex nature of the human body is a great wisdom. The other possibility is that it's very clever, because the human body is like a balloon full of air. But a balloon, if it's got holes in it or openings, so then all the air runs out. The human body is full of air inside, but you can open your mouth, you can open your nose is open, your ears are open, but the air doesn't escape. And the third possibility is that the Chochmah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with everything that man needed in it first, and then he created mankind. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to open one of the orifices or to close one of the orifices, then it would be impossible for us to carry on living. That's meaning that if an orifice that's supposed to be open was closed permanently, or an orifice which is supposed to be closed was open permanently, then we would be unable to carry on living. The lashon of the text of the Shulchan Aruch is actually that that it would be impossible for us to live even for one moment. But a number of achronim say that the correct minhag is not to say afilu sha'achat, because person's mouth gets stuck closed for a moment, or a person's nose gets stuck closed, or their anus gets stuck open, or something like that, just for a moment, they're not going to die. But if it's for a prolonged period of time, then obviously it would be a problem. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rofei Chol Basar, the healer of all flesh. Why is this a refuah? So the Shulchan Aruch explains, because the fact that the waste matter is removed from the human body, that is a form of refuah. And what is the mafli lasot? What is it which is so amazing? The mafli lasot is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to separate the good from the bad in the human body and retain the good and expel the bad. Should also be noted that the Shulchan Aruch's Nusach is Rofei Cholei Kol Basar, or Choli Kol Basar, heals the illness of all flesh. But again, the Achronim take that out. Adkan.